The annual Global Earth Charter Community Summit and Earth Scouts Festival will be held tomorrow at the University of Tampa. As a prelude, today the university hosted the first annual Earth Charter Sustainable Business Award ceremony to recognize local businesses committed to social, economic, and environmental responsibility. The Earth Charter Summit is based on a document that, according to its website, promotes a sustainable world through human rights, elimination of poverty, promotion of a culture of peace, and respect for nature. Jan Roberts is founder and president of Earth Charter US and is a former member of the WMNF Board of Directors.
We will not have sustainability unless our economic business-based segment really gets involved in it. So this is strong, as I said earlier, at the UN International Conference in Bali on climate change, the World Business Council, that session was overflowing, and everybody was talking about the role business has. And so we thought a good place to start in Tampa was to recognize those businesses who were really doing sustainability.
Even the awards handed out at this ceremony were sustainable, according to Guy King, the chair of the Sustainable Business Awards.
And I'd also like to thank the undergraduate students, because we had a real problem. This is all these awards are all made out of recycled green beer bottles, and we didn't have enough. So they drank 320 beer bottles.
Consultant Eric Maltzer is with Esty Environmental Partners, which produced the book Green to Gold, about how businesses can profit from sustainability.
There's profit to be made from making a difference. Now, before I get into this, I want to address the elephant in the room, and everyone's probably thinking about the economy these days and thinking, how am I going to be sustainable to do all this green stuff when I'm just trying to worry about the bottom line? Well, you know, we could be hosting the Survivable Business Awards instead of the Sustainable Business Awards, but doing the right thing for your business and doing the right thing for society and the environment are not opposing goals.
Some of the companies that won the 2008 Sustainable Business Award are the Tampa Bay Rays for their efforts in promoting carpooling and purchasing carbon offsets, Carastro and Associates for installing solar panels, and Cerrada Beach Resort for establishing energy-saving systems. Maltzer said that these businesses are good examples that being green can also be good for the bottom line.
But you are proving that the choice is not between people, planet, and profit. You can have all three, and all three must profit or perish together. I know that Florida is already profiting from your efforts, and that together we can create a more sustainable environment and a more sustainable business environment for everyone.
Jan Roberts said that Earth Charter had nothing to do with the process of selecting which companies would receive the Sustainable Business Awards. That was left to a team of University of Tampa graduate business students. They said that 38 companies were nominated and 16 were chosen to receive awards. Tampa City Council member Linda Salsena praised the Tampa Bay area companies that are taking steps to celebrate the Earth, but she criticized two of the award recipients. Tampa Electric Company and Mosaic have had years of environmental bloopers, Salsena said, and suggested that they are trying to clean up their less-than-distinguished records. She criticized TECO's proposed 31% rate increase that will be heard before the state's Public Service Commission, or PSC, in Tampa on Tuesday, October 21st.
Tampa Electric Company has invested in a cleaner plant. That's to the good. At this point, they are completely uncommitted to any kind of program with renewable energy. They have not initiated any plan for addressing our future energy needs in other than their traditional ways. And I feel that for our community to be truly energy independent, we need to look toward renewables.
The PSC's Renewable Portfolio Standard sets a timeline by which utilities must produce a certain percentage of their energy through renewable sources. But the timeline proposed by the PSC is less ambitious even than the one called for last summer by Governor Charlie Crist. WMNF asked TECO Energy spokesperson Laura Duda whether her company supports the PSC's proposed renewable energy standards, but she would not commit. Duda did say that TECO is responsible to the environment, to its employees, to the community, and that includes reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
We've reduced our emissions exponentially. For CO2, we've actually reduced it by 24% over 1998 levels, so that's a big improvement. We've reduced other pollutants that don't get as much attention, but we think deserve as much attention, like sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide, by almost 70 to 90%. So, and that is at the same time electricity demand has gone up significantly.
The phosphate mining company Mosaic was recognized for a program that turns waste heat into electricity and for its partnerships with Audubon of Florida. but giving a sustainability award to a company with an overall environmental record like Mosaic's concerned Earth Charter's Jan Roberts at first.
Well, when I was sitting in the class and that one came up, I was very resistant. I didn't have a voice, but I did attend that class. And I was convinced by the end of the class that what they were rewarding were the steps that they're making here to address what they're doing. And I really firmly believe that you need to start recognizing what people are doing in order to expand what they're doing. So that was okay.
David Townsend is the Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs with Mosaic and said that his company takes environmental responsibility very seriously.
We operate under very strict regulations. We are not a polluter. A lot of people have perception about the phosphate industry as it operated 60, 70, 80 years ago. That's not the phosphate industry of today, and that's certainly not Mosaic. We're very, very heavily regulated. We manage water very carefully. There's no evidence to support that we're a major polluter. In fact, we are very environmentally conscious.
The Earth Charter Summit will be held Saturday, October 11th at the Falk Theater on the campus of the University of Tampa. You can learn more at earthcharterus.org. WMNF will report on the Earth Charter Summit on Monday's newscast. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.